You guys don't mind I'm starting the podcast with a bagel in my mouth? Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of mind. It bothers me when people
eat. I don't mind at all.
Do you ever have those people that you talk to that are constantly chewing when they're on the phone with you? Like chips and things like that?
No, that's never
happened. It's so annoying. Every time I would call my mom when she lived by herself and not in my house. She would be eating while I was talking to her. Finally, I said, "What are you eating?" It's like every time she goes, "I don't know why when you call, I feel I need to eat something." So I made her want to eat.
Bagel and cream cheese. So.
Yeah, it's very strange, but it bothers me.
Not too bad.
My sister used to chew ice when she was anemic. She was chewing ice. That's a sign, by the way. If you really enjoy ice, you might be anemic.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm. Low on iron anyway.
Okay, I heard if you like chewing ice that you had a low sex drive.
Or you haven't had it, that you're sexually frustrated.
Oh, maybe that's what it
Pretty
was.
Pretty sure it means your iron is low.
Okay.
Sure, Christy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trust me. Okay.
So I told you I wanted to talk about something that ticks me off. Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, just turned 80.
Yep.
And guess what he got for his birthday?
Yeah, I saw that.
He got himself a nice blue Bentley.
But I don't know that he himself got it. I feel
somebody gave it to him. But
people
the point,
contributed to
it. Who cares how he got it? Like, he needs a freaking Bentley. He's got a freaking football team. I'm sure he has a jet. He needs a blue Bentley, a rare blue Bentley.
Gosh.
I mean, you know, come
Why
on.
Does that make you angry? I figured you would like people like that.
No, I don't like
They know what they want. They get it, right?
I don't like Robert Kraft.
Whatever happened to him in that whole massage parlor thing?
I think here's what happened. What I heard happened. I don't know if this is true. I mean, what happened is it went away because he's a zillionaire. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Now, what I did hear is that he bought the shopping mall.
Stop.
The strip mall. That's what I heard. Now, who knows if that's true or not, but that's what I heard. And I don't want to start anything, but that's what I heard. Another thing that pisses me off, Anthony Weiner.
In general, he's annoying.
Yeah, thanks for bringing him up again.
Well, you know that picture he took years ago? It was 10 years ago. He's selling it as an NFT. Non-fungible token.
Non-fungible token. Yeah.
So he's someone will spend $1 zillion on that stupid thing, and you know, he'll get you know. Don't get me started.
By the way, I have to say why the charges were dropped against Patriots owner Robert Kraft.
Why?
Supposedly, the surveillance footage they used to prosecute him was illegally obtained.
Oh, of course it was.
Yeah.
But what he did was not. Was also illegal, so shouldn't that like counter it out?
You gotta follow the rules, Tony.
I know. Oh, so we do, but he doesn't have to. Okay, fine.
All right. And he gets a Bentley.
Yeah, and he gets a Bentley to go along with his football team.
So I have a question for you, Tony, with being a dad. I noticed this with Shane. Whenever he plays games with the kids, whether it's ping pong or chess or Clue, he doesn't go easy on them. He goes hard. And so now my dad's in town, and the boys are like, "We want to play ping pong with you, Grandpa." And so Dad goes down. I hear Dad, he is getting so serious.
Really?
And he does not want the kids to beat him. He doesn't even go easy on them.
Wow.
My husband doesn't either. He doesn't go easy on Nate.
I went easy for the first few years when they were young.
When they're little.
To help. But, you know, once, I mean, I don't remember the age, to be honest with you. But, yeah, there's a certain point where you play. I remember one time I was playing checkers with Adam, and he was like 5, okay? And I missed this. And he got like a quadruple jump on me, and I didn't even give it to him, okay? And he got this
And he's 5.
And he's 5, right? And my wife happens to be looking. She goes, "Did you do it?" I said, "No, I did not know that. I didn't even see that, stupid." And he just murdered me. So that was, I think, the turning point. When he beat me on his own, I said, "That's it, you're done." And when he beat me in a race, like a foot race, when he was about 12,
I said,
"That's it. Screw you, kid." So talk to me about your Lions and Tigers and Bears, Christy.
Oh, my, right? So yesterday, on the way home, we had a game in Bloomfield, a baseball game. And we, I didn't make dinner, right? Because, I mean, who has time? I'm taking my kid everywhere. So I ordered dinner from Pudgy's. It's a pizza place in Canandaigua. And I have lived in Canandaigua, Tony, but I never actually went into Pudgy's. I think I always had it delivered. So I actually had to go in and pick up the pizza. And when I walked in, I go right to the car. I go back out. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
He's eating his bagel.
I'm eating my bagel.
I thought he was choking.
He got stuck in my throat.
I'm laughing because I've seen the picture.
Right. So then I called Nate back out from outside. He's outside with Jason. I go, come here. I wanted him to see all the stuff in there. I did not realize the person that owns it must clearly be an avid...
Big game hunter,
because there was a lion, there was crocodile, there was a bear, there was so many things. But I had Nate take a picture. I go, get up near that lion. And there's like a rope because it doesn't want you to get too close, right? And Nate was scared.
No.
He kind of jumped. He goes, wait. At first, I think he thought it was like a stuffed animal. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, wait, that was real.
Yeah.
That made him jump. And I go, yeah, but it's not alive now.
I'm
like,
my God.
Get over there and take a picture. He's like, he barely would go in the picture. And finally I go, would you stop it?
Is it up on a warm Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, it is. Right, poor good. Nate. How long till he's like, no, Mom, I'm not posing for pictures for you.
I know, right?
Pretty
he
soon.
Well, he said something to me the other day. He goes, no, I'm not doing it. I said, I'm sorry. This is not an option.
Oh.
I said, I didn't ask you if you want. You are doing it. Like, I did have to use that line the other day. Not for this picture, because I don't think that would be the good way to use the line, but it was for something else. I think he didn't want to put it on deodorant.
Oh, girl.
Yeah, he plays so many sports. He's got, it's not an option.
I was like, no. He goes, I don't want to go back upstairs. I'm like, no. I didn't ask you. I said, go put it on.
To try. This is not a negotiation.
Right. There's a guy. If he would have said, I don't want to do the picture, I'm like, fine, you know. But
funny.
It was cute. It was super cute. And then Jason had been in there. So I was talking to Jason about it. I go, because... I mean, I thought he would know, right? And he did know. He goes, yeah, we used to come here years ago with my mom and dad. It was like a big thing. Yeah, the animals all over. And I mean, they have every animal in there that you could think of.
Wow.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Pudgy. Who knew? Pudgy's a Canandaigua.
I know. Jeez. There's a place we go to in Colorado that has every animal known to man. I think they were all taxidermied. Well, Colorado, that's a thing. Everybody does that out there, you know. But.
Oh, yeah. And it's expensive.
Yes.
Guys,
oh, it gets pricey. Yeah. Yeah, Nikki's starting to learn all that, right?
Yes, I know.
The whole house is full of carcasses.
Yes. Mine, I have a cabin, and I make him take them
up there. Oh, thank God. I told Dad in the basement, I think there are about 8 deer heads. I said, hey, Dad, enough deer heads down here for you?
Jeez.
What did he say?
Staring at you.
To me, one's enough.
Do you have them upstairs, too, or just in the basement?
The elk, the 2 huge elk, and then 1 really big buck. And then, of course, don't forget the turkey tails or whatever.
Yeah.
What do you call those things?
No idea.
The fan tails, you know,
yes.
All fanned
okay.
out with their beards yep. hanging there.
What about a coyote? Do you have a coyote
no.
in a scenic run chasing after a bird?
No.
Thank
God.
I have that.
Stop it.
At the cabin.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a full coyote and a bird and grass and, like, a tree stump. Like, it's a whole scene.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're getting naked in Philadelphia.
Okay, that was quite the switch.
It's a segue. Yes, it's the Philadelphia Naked Bike Ride returns this year after a year. This is true. They do it every year.
Oh, this is gross.
And here's the funny thing. They still have to wear their masks.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So what they do is they get sometimes thousands of people show up. They take off their clothes. They paint each other's bodies and then very carefully get on their bikes. And they ride 10 miles naked. And it's to promote a positive body image and advocate for safety of cyclists and protest dependence on fossil fuels.
Well, so you guys know, maybe a few females, it'd be a nice view. But I'm thinking of my father who likes to ride a bike.
Yeah.
No.
No. No.
No, please.
No.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
No, that should not happen.
Not
okay. doing it.
I don't care if you wear a mask, but put underwear on. That's all I'm saying.
Disturbing.
And I've never heard of this before this year. So I'm sure you know, Google it. I'm sure there's some video around.
Don't press images after you do that. And you guys, URMC, you know, we've been doing all the different COVID vaccine studies.
Mm-hmm.
So this just came out. We got this question when the vaccines were coming out. Hey, what if I get Pfizer for my first shot and then the next shot I get Moderna?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Yeah.
So really, you weren't supposed to do that, but they're going to study that here locally. URMC doing this mix and match vaccine study, enrolling some adults 18 and up. So basically, if you get the Moderna vaccine or whatever vaccine you get, then they're going to give you Moderna and see if it's as effective and if it works.
All right.
But it's pretty cool because Rochester has been on the forefront of all this vaccine testing.
Yeah, well, we've always had good healthcare here.
Yeah.
You know, so. Interesting stuff. All right, kids. That's the podcast. Share it with your friends and all your socials. We'll talk with you again later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.